Based Reich, we are being paid well below what we should be. Chris Newby, London Socialist Party. Despite increased intimidation from British Airways, Bay, management, cabin crew are standing firm in their fight for a living wage. Many are coming straight off flights onto the picket line. Striking workers are being left with no choice but to take action because of their poor wages. One worker reported they were in overdraft within 6 days of getting their wages. Bay management claim that the strike is having a limited effect, saying that most staff are turning up. But reports from Bay workers say that the staff car parks and staff buses are empty. Also, if the strike is having a limited effect, why are Bay management increasing sanctions on strikers by threatening to dock 2 years of bonuses and removing all staff travel discounts for the next year from anyone joining the strike action? Unite the Union estimates the sanctions will cost strikers an average of £850 each. Showing their priorities are to try to break the union, rather than pay their staff a living wage, Bay management are spending millions of pounds renting out planes and crew from other companies to try to cover for services affected by the strike. Rather than Bay being the benchmark for pay and conditions in the airline industry, it is now paying some of the lowest wages. As another sign that Bay is aiming to model itself on the low-cost airlines, they have now replaced free in-flight meals with Marks & Spencer, M&S, food for sale. Bay is paying its mixed fleet cabin crew far less than M&S staff selling the same food in stores. The Socialist Party fully supports these workers in their strike, and will do all that we can to build support for their campaign to win a genuine living wage. A cabin crew worker spoke to the Socialist. We're on strike because we feel we are being paid well below what we should be paid. We're being told we are being paid between £21,000 and £27,000. I personally have never reached £21,000. They say it's because of bonuses and all kinds of things, but we can never achieve a full bonus because they make it so difficult, and I can tell you my P60s for the last 2 years have been for £15,500 and £17,500. I think the strike's going well. This is new for a lot of us, we've not been through anything like this before. We'd love to see this resolved, but the company are going to have to be more realistic and the company are not offering a livable wage in London, which is where they want us to live. The deal that Virgin cabin crew won has definitely given us a boost